Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenene. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Listen, when that jingle plays, it speaks to my heart. Siyathandaza, sitya ilizwi nobungqina. That's Xhosa. It kind of hits somewhere. There's a spot somewhere there that it kind of slaps. I just don't know how to explain it, but there's just something that just reminds me of home when I hear somebody speak Xhosa. Welcome to the second hour. It is Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart with myself, Luko Gwediputi. This hour is purely dedicated to health conversations.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hello, hello, and a very good afternoon once again. It's that time of the afternoon, that time of the week, actually, where we discuss matters pertaining to our health. Now, as we wind down for the year, we start thinking about taking a break, relaxation, de-stressing, and if you're not thinking about it, you should. From quiet quitting to mental health days, burnout has become one of the biggest wellness conversations of 2025. So let's understand more about this very relevant issue as we start closing out the year. What burnout really looks like, why it's so common right now, and how you can rest, reset, and recharge before the year ends. We hear about it all the time. We hear about it all the time. And I think we sometimes use that term as well without necessarily fully understanding even what it truly entails. And hey, who better to have that conversation with us this afternoon than the one and only Wellbeings Africa editor, Charlie Naidu, a regular in this feature. In fact, there is no Health Talks with Charlene without Charlene. Charlene, good afternoon and welcome, welcome.
Luko, you are the best hype woman ever. Seriously. Thank you so much for that warm welcome. Good to be here. This is such a relevant topic we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Not kidding. Literally about 20 minutes ago, I was talking to a friend and she was talking about burnout and how this has been such a topic of conversation in their team meetings.
Yep.
She works for a corporate company and they were literally talking about this last week. So a super relevant topic, especially I think this is a good time of the year to get into it.
When I read the topic, actually, I laughed to myself because I thought definitely this one is going to be Charlene's passion, because there are people who want to be heroes and heroines who don't want to go out for lunch. And Charlene hates that. She's going to be like, hey, rest.
Yes, you know how we feel about performative stress.
No, tell me, Charlene, what exactly is burnout and how is it different from ordinary stress or fatigue?
And it is different. That is a very key point and one that I hope we get across in this discussion today, is that burnout is very different from stress. It's different from fatigue. It's different from anxiety or depression. Burnout is basically the deeper, more intense exhaustion. And it doesn't just mean that you're tired.
Yeah.
So you will know it's burnout when you feel drained mentally and physically. Yes. You are demotivated at work, at home, in relationships. Everything just feels too much and overwhelming. But the sticking point is that you cannot seem to move past that feeling. Mm-hmm. And you start to feel like nothing matters, you know?
Yeah.
So if we can look at some core differences so that you can understand it a bit more. When we talk about stress, it's usually, okay, you're under pressure, you've got a big deadline, you may be anxious or tense, but you can find little moments to rest and recharge and bounce back. And that's just talking about stress in general, not really chronic stress, obviously.
Yeah.
But In general, stress is a little bit more manageable in comparison to burnout. When we talk about fatigue, that's when your body feels physically tired. But again, if you have a good night's sleep, if you have a few days off, then you find that, look, I can recharge and reset and you feel okay again until the next bout of fatigue sets in, obviously. The thing is that burnout is more insidious, it's deeper, it's this mentality that's that you feel very cynical and detached from things. You feel like nothing you do makes a difference. So you just kind of go from day to day feeling the sense of tiredness and indifference. And something important with burnout is that even when something good is happening, you feel kind of removed from it and you don't really have a sense of enjoyment, even if something is going really well at work or if you've had some big accomplishment. You might have 5 minutes of enjoying it, but then after that, the feeling completely fades and you're left just feeling drained again.
Now, tell me though, why does burnout seem to be such a big issue right now? Could it be that modern life simply is too fast-paced?
So this is how topical burnout is right now. There was a report recently that the South African Council for Educators, they've commissioned an investigation to basically assess the mental health of teachers, because there have been so many complaints of heavy teaching workloads, of emotional fatigue and burnout that leads to burnout, basically. So now, Luco, that's just one industry we're talking about, which is teachers, but what about people in corporate, in business, in big companies, small companies, people who work in every industry or company? There will be people who are experiencing burnout. So the why question, it may not even be that life is fast-paced, but it's just that we've now become very aligned and we've become very used to an always-on culture. So coming, to that point, the reality is that now we live in this time of overwhelming information. We are going through unprecedented events like wars and economic challenges, rising costs of living, crime and violence. And, when we spoke about stress before, we said that we are living through all these elements in real time with constant news and constant updates. So, more than ever, what's happening is that we are moving past stress, we're moving past constant anxiety, and we're getting into this full-on burnout mode. We've basically landed in the burnout section of this very, very challenging set of circumstances that we're in. So, and also, I just want to say, when we talk about being always on, seem to work, home stuff, news alerts, messages, updates, information overload, that is just the visible stuff, okay? There's also all the invisible labor, the emotional work we do that we don't really count because we don't see it. It's intangible. It's the things like caring for a family member, it's supporting friends, it's just managing life, it's managing your mental health. People, we don't think of it as work, but it is. So if we come back to the whole thing about, is it that modern life is just fast? Yes, but it's not just that. It's that modern life pulls from every corner of your life at the same time. So you're not getting a break, you're not getting a period of rest and reflection that's consistent. So that's why we are seeing more people than ever who are saying, yes, I am burned out, because you feel like you're running this marathon that never actually ends.
But tell me now, Charlene, what are the early warning signs that you might be heading toward burnout? How do I know which age this is where I'm going?
Oof. We spoke before in that stress chat, we spoke about, remember there's good stress and there's bad stress. So good stress is called eustress, and it has the benefit of giving you that burst of energy, that alertness, and energizing you for a short period. The warning sign of burnout is that the immediate differentiation is that burnout just drains you. It makes you feel stuck, and it takes away that sense of accomplishment and connection. You know, coming back to the thing that we said, where it just doesn't feel like anything matters. So it doesn't matter how much effort you put into something because you just feel that the outcome is going to be the same. Some early warning signs that we can discuss is you do feel constantly drained. But it's not just tired, because even when you sleep, even when you have a short break, even when you have the weekend off, it doesn't really recharge you. Nothing really seems to take hold and to have a positive impact. The sad thing about burnout is that you start caring less. You know, things that you might have enjoyed once, you don't find yourself enjoying it anymore. There's no enjoyment factor. You feel really emotionally disconnected. That's the emotional exhaustion that sets in. To that also, you could also feel more cynical and irritable than usual. You know, even with it's spending time with people that you love, you know, people who are good for you, you just don't feel yourself connecting in that moment. And also physically, your body also shows it, because remember we've said, physical symptoms will come up from your emotional and mental state of mind.
True.
So when you start having those headaches and those stomach issues, sleep problems that start popping up that you never had before, and it's starting to become on a recurring basis. Okay, so those are signs to take note of.
But tell me though, why are so many of us actually afraid to slow down?
Ooh, I think that in today's world, I feel like doing nothing feels like failing. Don't you feel that that's very true?
You
Like,
become guilty
if
for
you're doing
resting.
nothing, right? The thing is, we've been conditioned to measure our worth by productivity,
True.
by doing things and by showing progress, right? So yes, you can do things, but you also need to show people that you're doing things and that you are winning and achieving. So we've internalized that idea that our value comes from action and from producing something. So it doesn't matter if we are ourselves, because that's not good enough and that's not enough. So there's that fear. If we take a break, what's going to happen? Will we fall behind at work? Am I going to miss an opportunity? Are people going to think that someone else is doing better than me? But the thing that we get wrong is that slowing down isn't about weakness, it's actually survival. Your brain and your body needs that time to rest, to recover, to think clearly, to feel joy. You know, how are you
True.
feeling joy when you're constantly stressed and anxious? You're not. So the tricky part is learning to give yourself permission to just be. And I think that's something that, unless you get it right, this is kind of the path that you're going to be on, unless you get that part right. Just give yourself that permission to have those moments of taking the time to just be in the world, to just be yourself without having to perform or achieve something.
Now, how can we tell the difference between being busy and, being burnt out?
Yeah, so this is important, because when you're busy, okay, so you've got a full schedule, you've got a heavy workload, but you still feel engaged in what you're doing. You feel, I can do this. You feel capable, you feel motivated. You can rest on the weekend, maybe go on a holiday. Your life still feels like there's variety in it. It feels like there's range, okay? So even though your days are full, you can still find enjoyment in your work, in your hobbies, spending time with people. Yes, the stress will come, but the stress goes, then the stress comes back. You know, it's a cycle. So you get those moments of challenge and difficulty, but they usually pass, and that's fine. That's being busy and that's being normal. But burnout, on the other hand, is way darker than that. You know, it's not just having a lot to do. It's that constant feeling of being drained, of being disconnected. You're not connecting with people, you're not connecting with your work, you're not connecting with, you know, something enjoyable that you used to love to do. You feel ineffective, like no matter what you do, the results are always the same. And even with burnout, Luca, you can have a day off, you can have a weekend off, but it doesn't actually matter to you. It still feels like things are pointless. You can't concentrate. And resting helps a little, but it doesn't restore you fully. So a simple test, to anybody who's listening, a simple test about burnout is ask yourself, if I had a week, just to be by myself, if I had a free week, and I didn't have to work, I didn't have to do anything, would I feel energized or would I still just feel empty? And if the answer is that it doesn't even matter if I had a free week, I would still feel this way, then that is a big red flag that you need to look at what is causing you to feel like this and start taking the steps to rebound.
Now, what are some simple and practical ways to recover once burnout sets in?
Yeah, this is also very important. So something interesting about burnout is that I was reading that there's this comparison of that describes burnout as an elastic band that's being stretched. Okay. So at first the elastic band it stretches and it bounces back. But over time, if the tension never stops, that elastic band eventually snaps, okay? And when that happens, you can't just reset it or snap it back into shape. It's broken.
Exactly.
So you have to rebuild from a different place. And this is what's super important. Recovering from burnout is not just about rest. It's not just about taking a few days off. It's not just about getting some sleep. It's about rediscovering what fills you up again, what actually brings you those moments of joy, those moments of contentment. Okay? So what do we do then? So we're not trying to go back to who you were before the burnout because recovery is not about bouncing back, it's about building differently, basically. So you have to begin by giving yourself permission to take that pause. Like we said, give yourself that permission to just be whatever it is. Take that 1 hour, take that 30 minutes, whatever is realistic, whatever you can do, okay? Forget the idea that taking a break is a reward. No, it is a requirement. It's not a
Ooh, it's not a
reward.
reward. Sure.
Right? So, and that means allowing yourself to do nothing. And when we say nothing, we mean nothing. You don't have to go for a walk. You don't have to do anything. You can literally just sit. Do you know we're allowed to just sit and be quiet?
Sure. And then you do stock take of all you've done. Last week, Tuesday, actually, I was sitting at home because I don't work on Tuesdays, and my twin brother was at work. When he came back, I said, "Well, I didn't get to do anything today, and he said to me, "And that's so okay." He said, "You really need to
And
rest. You
that's
haven't been resting." I
okay.
felt so guilty. I felt the need to explain.
There we go. Exactly. You said it, and I'm sure everybody who's listening can 100% relate to that. But you're allowed to absolutely just do that. And once you've taken that pause, then you slowly start to reintroduce things that feed you mentally and emotionally. So this comes back to those creative moments, the small joys, the time spent with people who make you feel good. The point here is that you have to notice what drains you and what gives you energy, and then you start to shape your days around the latter part. So that's how you rebuild. That you find the little things that give you a better foundation so that yes, when you've got a new elastic band, it can stretch and it can take moments of stress, but it's not going to break completely.
Now, what can workplaces or families do to make rest feel a bit more normal again?
Well, definitely what you just said, this is important for everybody. We need to get away from that feeling that rest is wrong, that we're not doing enough. And so much of it comes from workplaces, Luca. There are companies and businesses where they put so much, not just pressure, but they put so much of a reward into who works the hardest, who works the longest. Companies talk about, oh, so and so comes in at 6 o'clock in the morning and they leave at 10 o'clock in the night. And everybody loves it. You know, we praise it and we think that that's something to aspire to, but it's not. It's wrong
Yeah.
because this is what leads to people breaking. So, you know, if you're a manager, if you're in a position of leadership, you know, you really have to lead by example. Make
Yeah.
sure that your employees feel like they've got the freedom to take a break, that you respect their boundaries. Encourage them actually to not sit in the office till 10 o'clock at night just for the point of it. Okay,
Yeah.
it's not about the time spent, it's on the outcomes, it's about the results, you know, not just being busy. And as you know, an individual also, especially in families, as a parent, you know, you also have to set good examples for your kids and show them that there is more to life than being busy. There's more to life than allowing your circumstances to push you to this point where your elastic band breaks, basically. So these are conversations you need to have at home as well. You need to talk to children about stress, about fatigue, about pressure, about, you know, having those invisible guilt and loads that we put on ourselves, and how it's a good idea and it's important to start making well-being a priority for them from this age so that they grow up to be healthy and well-balanced adults.
If someone listening right now, Charlene, feels completely drained, where do they even start to recover? Is there even room for recovery?
Definitely, I think so. You know, we spoke about this before about wellness being performative, okay? You know how we hate that. So we really also have to get away from this pressure of, I need to always be learning, I need to always be doing something that speaks to wellness, okay? That is not true wellness. That is actually just being well or healthy for social media and for aesthetics. So if you are at that point, move away from, okay, I've got to do this because I've seen it on social media. This person swears by that. No, it's not about that. Firstly, you have to, so there's this technique called the 3 R's technique of burnout. So it's recognize, reverse, and resilience. Recognize is very simple, basic. This is where I'm at. I have hit a wall, so I need to recognize what's going on. It's not just stress. It's not just I can't sleep. It means I am burned out. And whatever that means to you, recognize it. Be honest with yourself. I'm not okay right now. I need something, whether it's a break, whether it's time away, whether I need to speak to someone. Just recognize it, okay? So that moment of awareness is powerful because if you see something, then you can change it. Okay. Step two is reverse it. Now, that doesn't mean forcing yourself to bounce back overnight. It means gently reversing the patterns that got you here. So, what contributed to the way I'm feeling, and what can I slowly start to make changes to? And these changes have to be practical, they have to be feasible, they have to be realistic. And you don't have, if you've identified 10 things that got you to this point, you don't have to make 10 changes in 7 days, okay? Just start with one and do it slowly and go at your own pace because you also didn't get to this point overnight, right?
And you didn't get to this point over 7 days.
That's also true. Exactly. So let's take an example, right? Say, part of what got you here has been late nights and not sleeping over 6, 7, 8 months. Okay, write that down. Break it down and say, how can I reverse that? How can I rebuild that into something healthier? And then you slowly start doing that with all the other elements that have brought you to this place of burnout. So you slowly start reverse engineering where you are to get to healthier habits, basically. And then finally, the last thing is about resilience. And resilience, I'm sure we've said this before, but resilience does not mean pushing through at all costs, okay? We must get away from that kind of thinking. Resilience is setting healthy boundaries, pacing yourself, knowing when you have to stop before you reach that snapping point. Keep thinking about the elastic band, okay? Before that elastic band snaps, think about what you need to do to build the resilience so it does not snap, okay? So if we as encapsulated, it's just learning what burnt you out before so that you can live differently the next time with just more balance. So think of it as, it's not about getting back to some new and unattainable version of yourself, but it's just a version of yourself that knows better and you know the things that you need to do to keep your elastic band healthy, basically.
Sure. Listen, I am forever grateful for this info because sometimes I feel like, hey, I was actually wondering to myself now as you're speaking, am I not burnt out? Man, I can't wait for my kids to sleep nicely, sleep through the night, and I don't have to wake up and keep fixing this one and that one because they're sleeping over the other. Oh my goodness. And I don't have space for two cots. In fact, what I noticed was at some point one twin would sleep on the cot because there's only one cot. And then I realized that in the night she'll want to come over to my bed. And the one day I caught the other one almost falling over her cot. I was like, eish. Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. Let me put my kids back into the bed. So it's a lot, Charlene. As I understand, this burnout thing, that's me right
It is a
now.
lot.
It's just that I don't know when to rest now. Fortunately, I've just finished a lot of my summatives, ready for grad now, but I think it's time for me to now sleep through the days before I come in for my show, try and find ways to relax because I'm not getting the sleep in the night. So I'm grateful for these conversations because they're kind of like a nudge for me to say, okay, girl, this is you and this is what you can do. I'm so grateful.
And the important thing is you've already gotten the first step of the 3 R's. You've got the recognize. You already recognize what the problem is.
Exactly.
So you just need to get into how to reverse it. And obviously, again, you're going to do it in small ways because you have to do it in realistic ways. You can't just make changes overnight. You know what the elements are. And then the resilience is just about following through also and just being consistent. But I think you're in the same boat as a lot of people. I think it's the times we're living in. There's just no switching off, and we have to find the ways to do it anyhow. Even in the
True.
midst of all the chaos, we have to find those little bits of time to recharge and just be better to ourselves.
Yeah, sure. My brain, thank you so much. This is really an insightful conversation. Like I said, it definitely spoke to me in more ways than one. And thank you for always just making sure you gather all this information for us. It's appreciated.
No problem. Thank you, Luca. Always good to be here. And yeah, go to wellbeingsafrica.com. We've got so much more information there just to help you be more informed. And don't forget to follow our Wellbeings Africa WhatsApp channel for weekly health tips and reminders.
By the way, I must say, our conversations really are insightful and help a lot of people more than just myself. Sometime over the weekend, I saw a friend had written something about fibroids on Facebook, and she was asking what really causes it. And a friend commented there, genes and whatnot, and she was confused. You know, she's asking questions. And I said, actually, I agree with this friend, and he's actually a researcher, a health researcher as well. And I said, I remember a doctor and I recently had this conversation. Dr. Siwa,
Dr.
remember?
Simo,
Yay! And so she was like, please send it through here. And I went into our podcasts. I saw the episode. Unfortunately, I couldn't just send it as a link to her, but I said to her, look, this is where you'll find it on our website. Go do this and do that. She gave me a call. She's like, oh, that was such a good conversation. I learned a lot. Ah, man. So I'm glad we get to have these conversations.
Amazing. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
Somebody might not hear it
Thank
now
you.
in real time, but it'll impact them even months from now. So just know, I'm encouraging you, just know your work does not go unnoticed and it is very helpful.
Awesome. Thank you. And I'll definitely pass that on to Dr. Sibu as well because I mean, women's health is a topic that's really, really close to her. She's an OBGYN, so she'll really appreciate the feedback.
Wow. Thank you so much, Charlene. Have a lovely one then.
Thank you, Loko. Take care.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Hlala ulalele umngane wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Hope and Inspiration on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.